Take a deep breath and choose a crystal. If you chose this crystal, this is your reading. If you chose either of the other two, your readings up my page, have a look at the emoji of the color in the thumbnail. Hello, my name is Abby. I do readings here on TikTok and personal readings on my website, moonmoonthings.com. Let's get into your love life today. We're going to have a look at what is happening in your love life in the next 4 weeks. On my website, you can also get prints and candles and my decks if you like. Okay, let's see. What is happening in my periwinkle? I feel like that's a periwinkle, wouldn't you say? Okay, what is happening in my periwinkle people's love life in the next 4 weeks? What a fun word. Okay, ooh, okay. You're going to have a really, really good date. A really, really good date. And this doesn't matter if you're already like in a partnership or you're like single and you're dating around. You're just going to have one date that is just like such a standout. Okay, we have the Two of Wands. These people are literally on a date, playing footsie under the table. They're chatting, they're talking. The next card is the Sun card. This is like, if you are going on like a second date or a third date, I feel like with someone, it's like, this is when you really see them and you're like, whoa, I gave you a second chance you know what I mean? I went on a second date for a reason. Like you were unsure and then you see them and you're like, you see the real them sort of come out as they get more comfortable and you're like, that's it. That's you. Then we have the Fool card. So you take a leap of faith on them. You take a leap of faith on them and you go for it. We have the Five of Cups though next. So the Five of Cups is a card of needing to making sure we're focusing on the positives and not our previous losses. So I feel like just be mindful of like projecting past losses and like disappointments in love and romance and dating onto this person. So if it's like they take a day to respond to you or they like 12 hours or what have you, and you write them off and then the next day they're like, oh my god, sorry, I you know what, like, and I feel like it's a true story. They're like, I, you know, broke my car, broke down, and then my phone ran out of battery, and then I was in the middle of nowhere where there's no reception or like whatever it is, and then they finally got home, they put their phone on charge, and then they message you back. It's like, just don't let something like that, it's like, always wait and see before jumping to assumptions. Okay, I feel like that's like all in like week one, week two. So tell me more, what else happens in my viewers' love life, my periwinkle people? Okay, we have the Seven of Swords. Okay. We have the Six of Pentacles and the Moon. Okay, in like the second week or third week, I feel like something is going to sort of be triggered between the two of you, whether it's like a distrust or mistrust of each other. But it seems to be going sort of both ways here with the Six of Coins. The Six of Coins is like equal give and take and balance. So it's like people need to be forgiving and forgive. No. You know what I'm saying? Like, give each other grace because you're also doing something. Then we have the Moon card. And this is giving me, again, the sort of like mirrored image here. I can't show you like fully, but the mirrored image is like both of the same things sort of being triggered or the same situation is triggering something in both of you. And I don't think this is like a serious kind of like trauma trigger. It might be, but it's like something is sort of making both of you sort of pull back a little bit. And it's just because it's alluding to deeper fears that you have. Okay, how do they overcome this? Okay, we have the Magician and the Chariot. You are overcoming it, definitely. The Magician is you are ready and you have all the tools that you need to overcome it. And the Chariot is success and moving forward. With the Magician, it's like, it's up to you. You have to do the work. It's also a Gemini card, or a Mercury ruled card. So it's all about communication, obviously. The Chariot card is a Cancer card, I believe. So that would be exploring the emotions, talking about the emotions, make sure we're talking about how we're feeling and taking accountability and charge of what we're feeling and what we've been saying. Okay. After that, what happens? Like I'm getting your whole story, your lifetime movie of this love. We have the Knave of Pentacles. Okay. Then we go on another date. Maybe this is where things are getting more serious. We have the Hanged Man. Okay. Then we have the Two of Pentacles. All right, so by the end of the month, I think you'll still be figuring out this person. You'll still be getting to know them. I think that initial date that goes real is the thing that opens the door for this person, because you're like, yes, okay, I want to get to know this person more. The Knave of Pentacles is like they are giving you some kind of offer, or they're inviting you somewhere. They may cook dinner for you. I'm just sort of noticing the sort of drinks there and sort of nighttime. The Hangman is like, I'm taking a pause to try and understand something deeper. I feel like whilst you're in that pause, they are definitely getting more and more attracted to you. Just looking at the second figure there in the card. The Two of Pentacles is like a kind of swaying both ways, teetering on a decision. Ebbing and flowing. So it's like sometimes you're like yes, then you're like then you're like yeah, then you're like no, then you're like okay, maybe. So I feel like you're still making up your mind, which I think is good. 4 weeks is a short time. So I think it's good. Okay, let's get on to, before I run out of time, if you have a question about love and romance for the next 4 weeks, I'm going to hold it in your head and then we're going to get answers. Okay, what is the answer to my periwinkle people's love life questions? It just makes me so happy to say that. We have big happy changes. Love, love, love it. So yes, your love life will be changing. And I think this sort of, the way you like this person will surprise you. We have meditation bring answers and no. I feel like if you're worried about some past situation, a past person, the answer is no. And meditation, just like clearing your head, processing that past situation will really help, whether it's a thing that was triggered, that was brought up, or the mistrust that comes up, or something that you're contemplating now. Just really like sit with yourself and try not to judge your thoughts or like make assumptions about them. Just like observe them, witness them. They're not your identity, they're not necessarily true, and that can help you let it go. Okay, what's your advice for my periwinkle people in love and romance in the next 4 weeks? Okay, we have quiet time. We have visualization. Okay, that's giving really meditation brings answers. Visualization with the Magician card, that's a very like manifestation card as well. So definitely when you're moving through this situation with this person, keep visualizing what you want to happen and keep the idea of your aim, your goal for dating, and your intention clear in your mind. We have the quiet time card. The quiet time means like, making sure you've got downtime in between. I feel like definitely towards the end of the 4 weeks, you are having a lot more quiet time. And that's sort of when you're really thinking and contemplating about this person. We have self-reliance. You are taking care of yourself. I trust that you're taking care of yourself with this situation. We have rise above problems. So again, I feel like you are overcoming that sort of second to third week period of like, are definitely overcoming that. We have raising your standards. This person, I think, does definitely raise your standards, because it seems like this person is someone who gives a lot and quite generous. And there's a lot of like dates going on here, and like surprise, not surprise dates, but like with the Knave of Pentacles, I feel like that's a very like doing acts of service, and the initial Two of Wands and the Sun card being like a standout date. So I think this person is raising your standards, or they have met your raised standards, which I love. Okay. Thank you so much for being here, and I will see you in the next one. Bye.